Okay, thanks a lot. My name is Elliot Dosuevo. I'm a climate change specialist at Africa Rice with expertise in water management. So in the framework of the PROSA project, I will be in charge of developing adapting technologies in order to use inland valleys for diversification, also for intensification. So I will focus on two main technologies, smart valleys, which is actually a land development approach, which is a low-cost approach, which can give yield increase up to 50% at least, and also have impact on the farmer's income. And the second technology will be diversification, especially during the dry season, because we know that during the dry season, most of the farmers do not use lowland, where actually lowland have this advantage of having the water table very close to the surface. So actually it offers possibility to the farmer to use that landscape during the dry season to produce vegetable, which produce catch, but also to produce legume in order to diversify the diet, improve soil fertility. So my role, I will work on these two technologies, particularly in Nigeria, where the technology that we have already developed in Côte d'Ivoire here during 2019, and we evaluated with farmers, we are going actually to implement those two technologies in Nigeria. And the choice of the vegetable and also the legume will be based actually on the farmer's preference, on the suitability to the area, and we're going to evaluate in order to see the benefit in terms of agronomy, but also in terms of economic return. This one is also a technology that we are now discussing with the partners to see actually how we could implement it. We could implement this technology. It's actually alternating wetting and drying. That technology helps to produce rice with little water. And this is particularly important for dry season rice, where water scarcity is a major obstacle to rice production. And many farmers, almost 50 farmers in the irrigation scheme, have abandoned rice production during the dry season because of water scarcity. So being able to produce rice with less water using a very simple tool, which is a field water tube, that will help the farmers even to increase the yield while using little water, because we make sure that when the plant needs water, water is provided, but when actually the plant does not need water to be at the surface, actually that we can save some water during this period. So basically the water is, if the feed is kept flooded during the transplanting, then in order to reduce the transplanting shock, and also during the flowering stage, which is a critical stage. But from transplanting to panicle initiation, we allow actually the field to dry, because at that moment there is no risk of water stress, especially when the water drops up to 15 centimeters. So that actually also enables the tillers to multiply and to produce high yields, and to have finally an increase in yield while we are using less water. So these are the technologies that we'll be evaluating and promoting during actually this project.